Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. I guess that tells you how old I am. That was a very popular song when I was in high school, Sugar in the Morning. But it has actually become the problem for most Americans today is sugar. I would list it as one of the top problems facing all Americans today.
I'd like to welcome you to Natural Health Dialogue, the podcast with Joseph and
Randy Lee from
the Health Patch. Now, see, we're still figuring out our timing here. Naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee is going to share from his 21 years of experience coaching and helping his customers achieve good health. And today, topic's going to hit a little bit close to home, and as you can imagine from the open, it's going to be about sugar. Randy, can you tell us historically what's going on with sugar?
Yeah, sugar is a bigger problem today than it's ever been. As a matter of fact, when people come into my store, you heard me in the very first podcast talk about the fact that people ask me most frequently about, I just don't have any energy, I don't feel good. But if we're talking about issues with their health, the number one thing by far is sugar consumption.
The number one thing.
The number one thing, more than anything else that people can consume, more than anything else that they can do to improve their health, it would deal with sugar and how much sugar you intake.
So if we just drink more water and eat less, maybe no sugar, actual processed white sugar, I presume you're talking about, then our health can't help but get better?
That's absolutely true.
Huh.
Absolutely true. I've got some historical stuff here that I wanted to share. This comes from the National Health Institute, and according to their guidelines, we should be using about 30 grams of sugar a day. Intake should be less than 5% of our diet, but now, currently today, it's better than 20% of the average American diet. Sugar cane is the third most valuable crop in the world today. Goes along with sugar, with cereals and rice. And I'll talk about rice in a moment. But
that
it's the number three most valuable food crop in the world today.
Wow.
Because of sugar consumption. Early studies came to back in about 1647 when the Portuguese found out that they could start growing sugar cane in Brazil. And they moved there and it began to accumulate. By 1700, the annual intake of sugar by the average person, they call that pounds per annum, per person per year, was about 4 pounds per person per year, and it attributed to less than 1% of the calories that people took in.
And what year is that?
That was in 1700.
Okay.
By 1800, that 4 pounds had jumped to 18 pounds. By 1900, it had jumped to 60 pounds.
Good night. We're talking exponential growth.
Exponential growth. And in the year 2009, the most recent figures that I could find, consumption was 180 pounds per person per year.
Whoa.
180 pounds. They're saying that the average person in their lifespan will eat at least 2 tons of sugar. Now, it's even worse than that. Sugar primarily came from sugar cane back in the old days.
Uh-huh.
And sugar cane was pure sugar, and your body could at least process it in a normal way.
So sugar cane sugar is better for you?
Sugar cane sugar is better for you because it's pure sugar. It's still not good for you when you're taking 60 pounds a year of it. You ought to be having, according to the National Health Natural Health Institute, you ought to be taking about 30 grams a day. That's like a teaspoonful a day, and we're doing... We're doing 60 pounds a year, now doing 180 pounds a year, way too much of it, even if it's all sugar cane, but that's still more natural. But they found out in the 1900s, the early 1900s, that corn syrup was a better source, easier to get source than raising all the sugar cane, and they made the syrup from the starch from the corn, they turned into sugar in the form of glucose, which was less sweet, more calories, and worse for your health. It's less healthy than the sugar cane, from cane, or even from sugar beets. And one of the problems with the glucose that comes from that is that it ferments, or it sours, or it decays in your bowel, which then leads to disease. So much of the disease that we have in America today is directly related to the consumption of sugar from its forms in beets and sugarcane, but also from the glucose from the starch. So obviously a tremendous problem for us. When people are talking to me about wanting to lose some weight, and I tell them the first thing you need to do is drop sugar. And sugar diabetes is on the rise in America because you have so much sugar that the pancreas can't keep up with the insulin intake. And so then you start causing those issues, more and more of that. But there's also more than just sugar.
Randy, what about my quality of life, man? My wife makes some cookies in the oven with the chocolate chips. What am I supposed to do about that?
There are alternatives to sugar that are natural. You can use xylitol. You can use monk fruit. You can use stevia. We cook with them at my house all the time. I haven't given up desserts. I haven't given up cookies. I just don't eat sugar anymore. And the problem is not just sugar. I call it the problem of white rice, white flour, white sugar. The flour and the rice and corn all produce sugar in a form that when it gets into the mouth, there's an enzyme in your mouth that's called ptyalin that changes starch into sugar. So when you eat white rice and white potatoes and other starchy foods, before they leave your mouth, they're already sugar.
Man, so, that's working against me. I've got multiple strikes here. My mouth is turning food that isn't sugar into sugar in my body, and that counts too for my intake.
And that counts for your sugar intake as well.
You're ruining my day, Randy.
Yeah, that's true for most of us, and it's true for most Americans. Obesity is one of the fastest growing problems that we have in America. That's primarily from sugar. Everybody says, well, you know what? I don't eat that much, but they drink soda that's got sugar. They drink pop that's got sugar. They drink Kool-Aids that have sugar. They drink fruit juices where you take the juice and you concentrate it from the fruit. So you leave out all of the fiber out of the fruit and add more sugar.
Wow.
So virtually everything that we eat has that sugar in it.
I get it. We have a lot of sugar. But why is it bad? Why should I be worried about it?
Two or three reasons. One is all of that fermenting and souring and decaying that's going on in the body that's leading directly to disease. Secondly, there's the great preponderance of calories that you get from it, and they're empty calories. They don't do anything to satiate your hunger. All they do is add extra calories to your body, which causes you to gain more weight, and then that weight then in turn causes problems for all your body systems, your heart, your brain fog, all of those kinds of things. And then thirdly, it's just the whole concept of our diet is now not taken up at all with fruits and vegetables and good healthy things. It's just empty calorie sugars.
Wow. Okay. So we know it's bad. And there's ways to cut it without completely going non-sweet in everything that we eat. So what would be your final recommendations as we round this out?
Pay attention to the amount of sugar that you're eating. When you go to a restaurant, because so many of us eat out these days, ask about the sugar intake within foods. I have found now four restaurants in my hometown that will flat tell me that they don't cook anything that doesn't have sugar in it.
Midwest City.
Mm. Also, meats now are processed with sugar in them. So just look out for the hidden sugars and cut out sugar. Try to find alternatives and go back to fruits and vegetables and not so many sweets.
Well, we hope we haven't ruined your day, but have given you some good information, something to think about as we round out this podcast. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy. And we thank you very much for listening. Call us if there's something we can do to help. And watch that sugar intake.